ועל כל זה צריכים לצויק הרבה הרבה מעומק הלב מאוד מאוד. Rav Nosnell says, regarding all of this, a person has to scream to Hashem a lot, from the depths of his heart, כדי לחתור עצויס אמיתיס, in order to carve out some honest advice as to how to help oneself. כי כל התיקונים הנ"ל צריכים עצויס הרבה, because all the תיקונים that we've discussed here require a lot of advice. A person needs a lot of advice as to how to do them. V'gam ki kol echot toli b'chaveroi, and especially since there are dependencies between them. A is dependent on B, and C is dependent, you know, all of these things. Therefore, a Jew has to see to it all the time to cry out Hashem from the depths of his hearts, ad yerucha min hashamayim, until Hashem will take pity on him from heaven, v'yashpi aloi eitzois toivois amitiois, and Hashem will send the person good advice and true advice, she'al yodom tugdal ho'emuna im kol ha'tikunim atzrichim lazeh, through which the person will be able to develop his faith and all the other things that are connected to it. She'ho'etzois yoshiu lo'y l'chol ha'tikunim anal, that the advice that will be given to him will help him in knowing how to perform all the tikunim we spoke here, the azas dikdusha, the nasav and nishma, all the different things. V'afilu kishemagia l'chol ha'tikunim anal, and even if a person already achieves all of these tikunim, bevadai hu rak eze bechinas tikun, it's on a certain level. Aval adayin tzorech tikun achar tikun, but there's levels and levels and higher levels. V'afilu im loy kilkel bentayim klal. Rav Nosnell says, even if you didn't do any averos, let's say a person gets to a certain madrega, and he figures, I'm going to hold here, and if I hold here, I'm okay. There's no such option. Even if you're not doing sins, a Jew has no option of staying in one place. He's got to constantly be moving to higher and higher levels and affecting all of these tikkunim on each level. The level of Azaz Tidusha of the first floor, then making the tikkun of Azaz Tidusha on the second floor, and so on and so forth. Tzorech b'chol pam lachzor ulahaschil litzoik moed moimek alev kanal v'chein kol yemei chayev ad sheyistakin b'shleimos. V'alkein kol gulas Mitzrayim hoyu alidei tzo'oko harbe. This is why if you look in the Torah, you see that the whole ability of the Yidden to get out of Mitzrayim came from screaming to Hashem. K'mai shekosev, as the Pasuk says, v'nitzak el Hashem aleikeinu, v'yaris onyeinu, v'samaleinu v'zlachzeinu. It all was triggered off by screaming to Hashem. V'ze b'chinas moror lahamtik kilkul hamishpot. This is the concept of the Jews eating moror at the Seder to sweeten by accepting, by taking upon ourselves a little bitterness and thereby sweetening and making a tikkun for the mishpot. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, ha-hoifchim lelano mishpot. They take this bitter herb and convert it to mishpot-like. You know, they accept upon themselves a little bit of punishment in order to cleanse themselves from any judgment against them. V'toiv l'noisei b'charoises, we dip the mora in charoises, shehu chas rus. The Arizal says that the word charoises is made up of two words, chas and rus. B'chinas David Moshiach. Rus is the one from whom David HaMelech comes from, Moshiach. Chas, ches samach, is bigimatria chayim. The word charoises is chas rus, that David Melech Israel chay v'kayom. That this concept of charoises is chas rus, represents the eternity of David HaMelech, that he's chay v'kayom lo'ad. Bechinas Moshiach sheyetze mirus, v'ze chas gimatria chayim. The word chas is bigimatria chayim. Bechinas David Melech Israel chay v'kayom. Ki boyaz veruz tiknu chet oyer voinon ki yodua, because it's brought in Sifrei Kabbalah that when Yehuda had two sons, Er voinon, who were both involved in major pigama bris, who was the tikkun for them? The tikkun for them was boyaz and rus. They were the tikkun for Er and Oinon in the fact that they passed the test of tikkun abris on the highest level. Valkein yotza mehem David Moshiach shoz ye ikar tikkun amishpot b'shleimus kanal. Therefore, from them comes forth Moshiach, who will be the ikar tikkun. This is all pieces we said before. This is all Rav Nosnell sticking on appendixes to the halacha he learned. Dalid koisois shel yayin, the four cups of wine that we drink at the Seder, keneged dalid malachei hamarkovo, correspond to the four angels of the throne of Hashem. Lahamshich eze ha'ora misham. By drinking the four cups of wine on Pesach night, we're trying to draw a little bit of tikkun hamishpot. Yayin lemala mi'amishpot. Yayin is above the concept of mishpot. Bechinas matzah shedileg al haketz. Matzah, the reason why we eat matzah is because it says matzah was made quick. Hashem took the Yidden out of Egypt quicker than they were supposed to be. They were originally destined to be in there for 400 years, and it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu dileg al haketz. Hashem skipped over the ketz. Ketz is 190. Hashem skipped 190 years and moved the Geula forward where they left Egypt after having only been there 210 years.
The Rashi also shows that they split the whole 400 years in
Geula. Yes, yeah. Counting from Yitzchok. This is one interpretation of it. Korban Pesach, Bechinas Birur, Mehechtim Besoroi, Lechoisim Nikdusha. The concept of the Korban Pesach is a concept of making the Tikkun from Hechtim Besoroi, Pigamabris, an Indian of Pigamabris, Lechoisim Nikdusha, to the concept of Tikkunabris. Shezehu Bechinas Kol HaKorbonois. This is the concept of Korbonois in general, Lehalois Mi Behema Lodom. We're trying to elevate animal to the level of human. We're trying to elevate the dreams that come from the Shedim to the level of dream that comes from a Malach. This is why the Yidden were taken out of Mitzrayim at night. The Geula was Leil Shimurim. It's called a Leil Shimurim, that on Seder night we don't say Kriya Shma Lamita. Shemeshumor Mehanal. It's protected from this negative mishpat, from this wrong type of mishpat, from the klipoy sotuma, being able to harm a person any wrong kind of way. And the pasuk says, when the Jews went out of Mitzrayim, ubechol elokei Mitzrayim ese shvotim ani Hashem. Hashem showed it that the concept of yetzias Mitzrayim was a concept of tikkun hamishpat. Ki oz hamishpat ayde Hashem yisborach biatzmoi. Then the justice was served by Hashem. Because the Jews were not yet zoche to be capable of having the mishpat in their hands, that the mishpat should take place on earth below. That's which is the main shleimus hamishpat. Where that's why it says that Hashem said, "Elokei Mitzrayim, ese shvot mani Hashem, I'll do the mishpat." Because the mishpat on earth is you are not yet worthy. Bnei Yisrael are not yet worthy of doing the taking the mishpat into their own hands. At that point, Hashem Himself had to take care of it. Next, v'zeh bechinas hilula b'yoyim histalkus hatzadik. This is the concept of the special suda that's made, and the special simcha on the day of the yortzeit of a tzadik. Ki oz hu bechinas sheino. The passing away, dying, is a concept of sleep. She'oz iker tikkun hamishpot lahasig darkei Hashem sheloy zocho b'chayev. Just as when a person goes to sleep, there's a judgment that takes place. The Zohar Kodesh says every single night when a person goes to sleep, the neshama goes up to heaven and is judged. When a person has a permanent sleep, death, that's the final judgment. That's the major trial that the person undergoes, which is again the shleimus tikkun when justice is served. Tikkun hamishpat. Now we find when a person goes to sleep, depending on how the person kept their day, they either have yo-yo dreams, they either have bad dreams, chas v'shalom, or there are tzaddikim who during their sleep was zeichet to see Hashem, you know, to see secrets of Torah and everything. That's this birur hamishpat. That's this crossroads that takes place at the time of going to sleep. V'zehu goydel hamayle lovoy al kivroi. This is why it's so significant to go to the grave of a tzaddik who has passed away. Sheshom ikar bechinas tikkun hamishpat. That represents the site of the ultimate tikkun hamishpat. Shehu ikar tikkun habris, which is synonymous with tikkun habris. Al pi kabbalah, mishpat is tiferes. Mishpat is called amuda damtzisa. In other words, Yaakov Avinu, we said, is shleimus hamishpat. Avram is chesed, Yitzchak is gvura, Yaakov is mishpat. We say on Rosh Hashanah, Tikku b'chodesh shofar ki choik liYisrael hu mishpat leloikei Yaakov. Mishpat goes to Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu is Tiferes. Yaakov Avinu is Mishpat. And Tikkun HaBris is Yisoid. And the Zohar HaKadosh always says, Guf u'bris chadhu. Tiferes and Yisoid are one. Yaakov v'Yosef k'chodoch shivi. It's brought that whatever happened to Yaakov happened to Yosef HaTzadik. These two are one. So that when a person makes Tikkun HaMishpat, they're making Tikkun HaBris. When a person has Tikkun HaBris, it's Tikkun HaMishpat. So the tzaddik, who his passing away when he dies, his mishpat is a perfect one. His mishpat isn't loaded with averos and other things. His mishpat is spectacular. When a person goes to his gravesite, there they can draw on that tikkun mishpat, and they can draw on the tikkun bris. V'alkein hoiker bimei Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, the main time for this tikkun mishpat and for going to the tzaddik is on Rosh Hashanah. She'oz ikar tikkun mishpat. This is why we say when we count Sfira Soimer, we say that paragraph Lamnatzeh Beneginois, and there we say, Lodas Bo'oretz Darkecho, that you, Hashem, let your ways be known Bo'oretz, down on earth. Bechinas Darkei Hashem, this refers to the ways of Hashem, Shem Tikkun HaMishpat, which represent Tikkun HaMishpat, Hashem's knowing who should get what. Yoiducho Amim Aleikim, nations will praise you, Hashem, for your Mishpat. Bechinas Gerim, that's the concept of converts. We said when Yisroi came close, that's the Tikkun HaMishpat. Yismachu, Bechinas Tikkun HaSimcha. We learned earlier that when the Mishpat is Nistakin, when you have the Aziz Digdusha, when the Nasev and Ishma, which is Mishpat and Stokho, when they get their Tikkun, then you have the crowns that are restored, which are called the Simcha Soilam Al Roisham. Simcha is the crown that's worn on the head. Kisishpoit Amin. Look what it says over there. When Hashem will judge the nations, that's when there'll be this Vodas Boraz Dakecho, Bechinas Tikkun HaMishpat. The Hischel, the paragraph begins with the words, Elokim Yichoneinu Vivorcheinu Yo'er Ponov. Bechinas Emuna Shehu Mekoyer HaBrocha Or Aponim. We learned earlier that Yo'er Hashem Ponov, He'oras Ponim is Emuna, because He'oras Ponim is Emes, and Emuna is synonymous with Emes. We had this yesterday or 2 days ago. Eretz Nosno Yevula, Bechinas Tikkun HaMa'acholim. When this happens, when the Mishpat is Bishleimus, then there's Tikkun HaMaichol, which Rabbeinu Zal, here Rav Nosson Zal is attaching this to a certain chapter on Likutei Moran Torah Hei in Likutei Moran Tanina, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks there about Eitzois, he speaks about Chaloyim Al Yidei Malach and Chaloyim Al Yidei Shed, and he speaks about Tikkun HaMa'achol through Tikkun HaMaloch. The Malach, Chaloyim Al Yidei Malach, Malach is the same letters as the word Ma'achal. Both are dependent on Tikkun HaMishpat, having the right kind of dreams, and also having Tikkun HaMaichel are both dependent on this Tikkun of Mishpat. Va'ayin behilches tchumin me'inyan ha-Torah zois shekol shom shvuas u'sfira. Rav Nosson Zal says, look in the chapter in Likutei Moran, in Likutei Halachos on Hilchos Tchumin. There also it discusses this Torah in Likutei Moran related to the holiday of Shavuos and counting of the Omer. V'yalkein Omerim Pirkei Avos B'Sfira. This is also the reason why we start saying Pirkei Avos on Shabbos during the days of the Omer. Right after Pesach, those Shabbosim we say Perek, you know, Pirk. Umaschilim, we begin with the words Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai Mesor Yeshua Shemedaber Mikol HaYeshivos Hakdoshos Shehoyu B'chol Dor. There it discusses the great yeshivas that they had in every generation, the yeshiva of Moshe Rabbeinu, the yeshiva of Yeshua, etc. Shehem Iker Tikkun HaMishpat Kanal. Those were the main centers of Tikkun HaMishpat. That's where they taught Torah, and that's where people got a sense of judgment, to know how to judge correctly. V'zeh heve mesunim badin. This is why the opening line in Pirkei Avos is the first Mishnah that says any information says heve mesunim badin, be slow in judgment. cautious. Vehemidu talmidim harbe, and be makar of a lot of students. Bechinas tikkun amishpat. I'm sorry, have a mesunim, but in bechinas tikkun amishpat, to be slow in judgment. That's the concept of tikkun amishpat. Vehemidu talmidim harbe shetiya yeshiva gedayla, be makar of a lot of people. In order to be able to accomplish all of these tikkunim, in order to understand this piece of Likutei Avochos well, you need to see that chapter on Likutei Moran. In this chapter, in Likutei Moran Torah Hei, in Likutei Moran Tanina, Rabbeinu Zalveya discusses all aspects of tikkun hamishpat. That's the main center for that. And he discusses how every time a rabbi gets together with his students and establishes a yeshiva, that's a center for mishpat. And he discusses the dreams issue and all the topics we're mentioning here. Kemuvan Shom b'maimar azal, as Rabbeinu Zal over there quotes a story in the Gemara where it says, kad havukomu b'mesifte de Rav Huna, that it says when the rabbis of the students of Rav Huna would get up from the shir, he had 800 students. When they would get up and they would shake their coats out, the dust that would fly up would cloud the light of the sun, would blot out the light of the sun. This is what it says in the Gemara. Obviously, there's a deeper meaning to this. Rabbeinu Zal, in that chapter on Likutei Moran, explains what it really means. Va'asu siog la'toira. This first Mishnah of Perkei Avos, which says, Havim esunim badin, vehamidu tamidim harbe. Right afterwards, it says, "Vasu siog la Torah, make a fence around the Torah, geder umechitza shelo yisarev zor." This refers to that fence that you have to make around the kedusha, so that the bad guys, the completely bad guys, shouldn't be able to come close. Bechinas tipas Esav Yishmael, representing the tip of Esav Yishmael, who have to be kept away. Sheze ikur tikkun hamishpat. The main tikkun hamishpat is when you're able to select out the good from the bad, bring the good into the kedusha, and get rid of the bad.